3:58.
Time is filled with swift transition. None of earth and moon can stand. Bid your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. You've got to hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, and if earthly friends forsake us, or still more closely to Him please, you've got to hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. I'll be your hope, so things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches.
Oh,
in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, He'll my earthly friends forsake. What are you going to do? I'll seal my costly deeply. Worship Him tonight. Hallelujah. You got to hold to it. I said
you got to hold to it.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, St. John chapter 14. My voice just about gone. Thank God for it. Amen. It don't sound like much. I do it sound like this any way that you hear it. Amen. St. John chapter 14. Jesus said these words. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Would you raise a hand this way? Ask the Lord to help us. Father, Jesus, for a little while I ask, would you anoint us, God? Would you touch us with your good hand? Would you let us preach, God, just the way you want us to? Would you help us, God, to do just exactly what you ask us? I need your help. God, I felt like that you stirred me about this. I ask for your strength. I ask for your help. I pray that you'd move. God, let us have the eloquence and the anointing. Do your good will. We'll praise you. We'll honor you in the church, say. Amen. I want to preach tonight for a little while from these scriptures. Amen. On the certainty of eternity. The certainty of eternity. Amen. It's for certain. It's for real. In a world of chaos, in a world of confusion, it's easy for doubts and fears and unbeliefs to arise in our hearts. Amen. It's easy to let things begin to trouble us. Is it really worth it? Is there really an eternity? Are they hereafter? Is it all vain? Is it just going through life? Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it get all stirred up. It's easy for it to. Don't let it get disturbed. Don't let these things agitate you. They will. Amen. They will. Amen. Don't let thoughts arise in your hearts. He told us in one place, one of the warnings about our day in Luke chapter 21. I believe it's verse 26. He said that men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Amen. I talked to one of the great pastors that we fellowship with. He's probably one of the greatest prayer warriors that I've ever had the privilege of knowing. He's known to fast long lengths at a time. He's a great man. He goes to great extremes to try to help people. Has meetings and youth camps. And I talked to him the other day, and we was talking about a pastor friend of ours that's had a lot of sickness, had a lot of problems, lived down in South Alabama. And their great pastor friend in our fellowship said, I don't understand it. I've prayed and prayed and prayed for that guy. It seemed like God ain't moved. Great men sometimes get troubled. Prayers goes unanswered. You don't have to act super spiritual. It'll bother you. It'll affect you. Amen. Jesus then lays down these words of comfort. I want you to listen to them. I want you to believe in this Bible. Look at this word of God. He said, believe in God. Amen. You can believe Obama. You can believe anything you want to believe. And you're going to may end up in trouble. It'll disturb you. It'll trouble you. Listen to the news in the morning. I'd guarantee you it won't be good news. Troubles and problems. Amen. And you ain't never been in the Middle East for the most of us, yet we believe it. We believe a lot of these things is coming, and it troubles us. Jesus said this, believe in God. Amen. Then he said, believe also in me. And he said this, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there you may be also. Believe this. We got to believe it. We got to believe in the certainty of in the certainty of eternity. Amen. Sure, we may be like Thomas was here, and Thomas was a mortal man. Probably disturbed him. Probably looked at the thing that was going on in this world. And Thomas said, Lord, how can we know the way? You ever felt that way yourself? How can we really get there? It sounds awful good, but I'd like to really know it. And Jesus clarified it. He said, I am the way. Amen. I want to go there. Amen. Eternity, the hereafter, is always intrigued the mind of mortal men. It has been perplexing. It has been puzzling. It has been baffling. Amen. Yet it has been arousing the keenest interest and the greatest curiosity, as well as the desire. Can you say amen? It has caused men to write songs and sing songs from generation to generation. Songs that says, I wonder what they're doing in heaven today. I wonder what they're doing there. We've had a good day here today. Things just went well. The Spirit of God's moved. But I wonder what they're doing in heaven today. I wonder what they'll do there tomorrow. I can let you in on a little clue. They'll do tomorrow same thing they did today. Because it's still today there. Can you say amen? I was coming through the tunnel the other morning, and I heard a song on the radio. It just seemed like it just really grabbed my attention. It's an older song. I hadn't heard it sung in a while. And it said something about what a wonderful time we'll have up in glory. Talked about a reunion, amen, when we all get together. What a wonderful time we'll have up in glory. You believe that? Do you build on that? Do you live by that? Amen. You see, many have stood at death's dark door and wondered. They wondered about it. We find these words in Job chapter 14 verse 10, where Job said, man dieth and man wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? Where did he go? You ever stood by a loved one's side? Amen. Watched them leave out of this world. You can't really, really just describe it, but all you know is they're gone. You may look at them as dear as you love them, and you may cherish, and we do, and we go to great extremes, and there's nothing wrong with it. We go to great expenses to cherish that clay, that body that's left behind. But really, as far as them, they're gone. Where'd they go? You ever sat by a loved one's side? They talk about when they get their eyes set. You ever heard that saying? I wonder what they're seeing. I wonder what they're hearing. We've heard testimonies. Some in this building has told, amen, about their fathers, maybe even their friends, their loved ones, talk about leaving out of here, reaching for the things that God was having waited on them, hearing the songs and saying, can't you see it? Can't you hear it? Shaking hands, reaching for that day. Amen. Man has stood at death's door and wondered. Amen. Where did they go? Eternity, infinite duration, endless, immeasurable time. Never to be back here. Never to be back here. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight on the certainties of eternity. Amen. There's two places of eternal abode. Amen. Two places of eternal abode. One is heaven, and the other is hell.
I want to preach to you tonight, if the Lord would help me. I'd like to preach to you for just a little while tonight about heaven. Kind of a rare topic in our church world today. One brother at a large meeting said he was going to, he felt like the Lord had dealt with him to preach on the subject about heaven. And his dad's a well-known pastor and known for his preaching. He is a tremendous preacher. Got, a vast library. I've never saw it. This young man went to his daddy and he said, "Dad, give me a good book about heaven. I'd like to do some studying on it. I'd like to read about it. I feel like someday the Lord wants me to preach a message on it." And that man said these words. He said, "Son, sad as it is to say, there are hardly any books written about heaven." I wonder why that. Amen. So let me borrow from just one of these old songs, if you will. Amen. I said it has intrigued the mortal minds of men. Amen. Heaven. You remember a song that said this: "We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free." Amen. These truths in God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be. I love that. You won't find much about heaven, amen, in a Time magazine. You won't find much about heaven in a Reader's Digest. You won't find much about heaven in a whole lot of places. You won't find even much about heaven in our camp meetings. Come on here now. You won't find anything much about heaven in our youth camp meetings, because our youth ain't only interested in going to heaven. But if you want to find out about heaven, this good book right here will tell you all about it. And if you really want to get a reading it just right, it'll make something stir up in your soul. It said that it's a sweet home of the happy and the free. We live in a day of trouble and bondage. We live in a day, our little county here where we pastor, rated the number one in the state of Kentucky, eighth in the nation for being drug addicted by prescription drugs. Amen. We live in a world of bondage. Men are bound by everything you can imagine. Oh, to go to a place where they're happy. Try to find tomorrow, make a note of it. Try to, as you go through your busy day, try to pick out somebody that looks happy. Come on here now. Try to meet somebody that's got good news to tell you. And it's kind of hard to find that individual in this world. But there's a land. I'd like to go there. Amen. There is such a place that exists. I wish I could preach to you tonight. I'd like to stir your heart. There is a place that you can go. The song said, "A fair haven of rest for the weary." Are you tired? The answer is not another handful of pills. Pills to get you up. Pills to put you down. That's what our world is bound by. Oh, come on now. The request tonight was for young men. Amen. Lives and homes about to split because of the problems of this world. Amen. There's another place after a while. Oh, we got to look for preachers right here. That's not true. Amen. That's not true. Down here you get one place. You know sooner than you get there than you're wishing that you were somewhere else. But this old song, it's tried and proved, said, in heaven, no wishing for elsewhere to be. If you can make it to heaven, you won't ever be restless. You won't ever be wishing, "Man, I wish I was somewhere else." You won't ever be wishing, "I wish the weather would change, the temperature would change." It'll be absolutely just right. I know I can't do it justice tonight, amen, but I want you to realize that there is a place called heaven. Heaven is just real. It is more real than this earth. It is great. The Bible talked about a place there where the river of life proceedeth from out from the throne of life. Amen. From the throne of God. And it said that it was clear as crystal. We can't fathom it in our mind. In this place called heaven, there's real gates there. They're gates of pearl. They're walls of jasper. And they're streets of gold. In this place called heaven, there's a tree of life. It's got 12 manners of fruit, and the leaves is for the healing of the nation. In this place, there's no curse there. Hey, it's almost gardening time. You'll go plow your garden, you'll till and you'll toil and you'll work and you'll sweat.
quit. And at the best you can do, you got to deal with the curse. But my God in heaven, I'm going to a place where there's no more. Amen. There's no more death. There's no more sorrow. There's no more crying. And there's no more pain. The Bible said sorrow and sighing has all fleet away. Amen. We're going to a land. Amen. Where Jesus is at. Are you hearing me preach? There's a place Jesus dwells in. I understand that he dwells in my heart. Amen. But that's through the eye of faith. But Brother Tommy, there is a place where that he's on the right hand of the Father. Come on here now. Amen. And I intend to go there. Amen. John on the Isle of Patmos. I feel like whenever the Lord was fixing to show John all the things that was going to come. And there in the, after he addressed all the churches. And John said, I saw that amen open up in the heavens. And the first thing John records is I saw a throne there. Let me tell you, John, before I show you all these bad things, I want you to be confirmed in your mind. There's a throne there. There's a dominion there. There's a power there. My God rules. I want to go to heaven. Amen. There's a place. Amen. You say, preacher, you believe that? As sure as God makes little green apples. I've never had much. I've never had any gold. I've never seen much gold. But one man said to a little boy, he's talking about gold and all the deals. And that little boy in his Bible believing in us. He said, sir, where I'm going, they use gold for pavement. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk on it. Are you hearing me preach? Amen. I'm going to go down through that city. I'm going to stroll all over heaven. I saw these good sisters shout. I saw Sister Nita come out of their pew a while ago and worship God. I saw Sister Thelma dance in the spirit. I'm planning on going there, and we'll be around the throne of God forever. Amen. There is an eternal place called heaven. And you can't hardly grasp this, but I'd like for you to try. Amen. You'll always be happy. Let that set and soak in that a minute. You got problems? Who don't? You worried about tomorrow? You worried about things? If it don't worry you because gas prices is $3 a gallon and going up, it ought to. If it don't worry us, Brother John, because we're not sure if tomorrow we'll have a job or not, it ought to. But over there in that land, no more. No more. No more. My good friend said, these long trips takes me 2 or 3 days to get over it. I've heard him preach about it. Man, I love to hear him preach about it. He didn't get to talking about that 1,500 miles square. He could tell it as only Brother Houston could tell it. He said it's 1,500 miles this way, 1,500 miles that way, 1,500 miles square, and 1,500 miles straight up. And he said, you're over here, and you see somebody over there, and you want to go see them. He said, you just take off running. And you run 1,500 miles. And when you get there, you feel just as good as you did when you started. I want to go there. I really want to go there. I really am going to go there. Someday soon. Amen. Jesus will be there. I've never seen him, Brother Mark. But he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Just let me room to preach. Amen. I don't mean to be cruel here, but I'm not taking the humble route. And they used to sing that poor little pitiful song, just build me a cabin in the corner glory land. He didn't tell me nothing about building a little one room shack over in the corner. Amen. I've never had much, but I've got a mansion, and I feel like he's got it prepared. Amen. I'm going to walk down Glory Boulevard. I'm going to meet Peter and James and John. Amen. And Daniel and Nathaniel. Amen. I'm going to meet all the men. Isaac and Jacob. I'm going to shake hands with them. I won't need no introduction. I'll know them and they'll know me. And I'm going to meet my Savior. I want to go there. Are you making plans? Are you making plans? You can go there. Heaven is real. Amen. It's real. Place
I'm telling you, the place where I'm going is out of this world. Amen. Eternity is for certain. How beautiful heaven must be. For sake of time in this message, let me switch gears here. We preached to you about a place called hell. It's the other side of an endless, measureless duration. Men go to heaven and they never come back, and they never long to come back. You may watch your loved ones go, and you think in your grief, oh, if I had them back. Don't get offended here, it ain't you. But they don't want to come back. They wouldn't come back for nothing in this world. Their desire is, you come here. But the other side is, there is a place that is grand as heaven is beautiful. One song said this, hell is an awful, awful place. It's a real place. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, Jesus preaches about hell. And he told about a rich man that in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments. Men really go there. They've down through the duration of years, men have laughed. Men have mocked. Men have told in derogatory jokes. Men have told one another to go to hell. Amen. They act as if they'll joke there. They have buried their friends with playing cards and decks of cards in their coffin and said, keep a game going till I get there. They've buried them with their drugs and their alcohol. Amen. And their cigarettes in the casket and saying, I'll be there. You just keep the party going till I get there. There's no partying in hell. There's never been ever a one snigger, one giggle, ever. There's never been a smile ever seen in hell. All you can do, the rich man said this, I am tormented in this flame. He told us that it was a place of torment. If you could only hear tonight the screams, the unutterably shrieks of shrill, sharp, frightened horror, the terror. One of the greatest preachers that I've ever had the privilege of preaching around, Brother Kenneth Byrd, said that he asked God to give him a dream about hell. He felt like it would help him in his ministry. Brother Kenneth said that the Lord granted that prayer. And he said, I've never prayed that prayer again. When God let him for just a brief minute take a glimpse into the regions of the damned. The horrible screaming. Sometimes, be honest with me, not because we don't love them, but sometimes just the continual crying of a baby that you don't know what to do with almost shatters your nerves. Say amen. Oh, you would comfort if it could, but you don't know what it's doing. It's too little to tell you, and it just shatters you. Imagine forever and forever and forever hearing screams and shrieks, shrill, as men looks in literal horror. It'd be bad enough for me to be there. But God forbid the horror if you've seen others tumbling in. Oh God, that's my mother. Oh God, that's my little boy. Oh God, that was my baby. That rich man said, lest my brethren come to this place of torment. Anything in the world. He didn't have a card game going on. He wasn't smoking one and keeping it burning for him. His prayer was, don't let them come to this awful, awful place. And the thing about it is, it's eternal. Jesus Jesus preached about it almost 2,000 years ago. Over. And he's never found a moment's peace. Tonight, Lord willing, we'll go home and lay down in our comfortable beds. In hell, they'll scream. I've been blessed by God, but there have been a few times in my life the nights was long and the fever raged and the pain kept me awake. Amen. But oh God, I don't want to go to hell. I said, I think three nights at the foot of my daddy's bed in a nursing home. If you've never stayed all night in a nursing home, it's a strange place to be. It's a strange place to spend the night when in the night they start calling and they start hollering and they start screaming and they start trying to move about. Strange place to be. I'm not trying to mess with your mind. There's spirits in them places. Because some of them men and women, as pitiful as it is, they've rejected Christ for the last time. But you'd rather spend any time, whether it's on your fevered bed or whether it's sitting by another loved one's and watch them writhe and wither in pain, as to spend 1 second in this place called hell. Amen. Revelation said this, 14 and 11, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest. You weary? I hear him saying tonight, come unto me and rest. The restless, the restlessness, the wicked's like a restless sea, driven, tossed. Look at men today, they're fidgety. They're searching for, they're trying to get somewhere or another. It's the way they are in the regions of hell. They're tormented. The flame drives them. Child, you've heard the old saying, driving them up the wall, screaming. If they have any being at all, any physical makeup at all, they probably pull what they got, their hair, screaming. It's driven by the torments of hell. And the Bible said they have no rest day or night. You'll go to home tonight and lay on your peaceful beds, drift off to sleep. In hell. In hell. They'll be screaming when you go to bed. They'll scream through the night. And when you wake in the morning, hopefully to the sun shining, maybe the birds singing, they'll be screaming all night long. You'll probably eat you something good for breakfast, drink you something good and cold in hell. You say, preacher, you're making it sound awful. I ain't even touching it. Jesus said, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Fire. You can't handle the smallest flame. You can't handle just a match being burned and burning down close to your fingers. Then you'll turn loose as quickly as possible. Imagine being in a room of fire, in a lake of fire. John the Baptist in his preaching preached about it, and he called this a fire that is unquenchable. Never ending, never to stop. In hell, there's no light. In hell, there's no love. No one loves anyone in hell. The certainties of eternity. My message tonight is don't let your heart be troubled. If the devil can, he'll disturb your mind. He'll mess with you. He'll agitate you. He'll work on you. He'll try his best to get you to not believe what this Bible says. Why should you live like that? There's no hereafter. There isn't even no God. As a good sister said, some, now don't you get super spiritual and get offended at me. Some fool, because the Bible said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And some fool, biblically speaking, said, Jesus has been dead all these years. It's the way this mentality of this world. The mentality of the world is live for today. Don't worry about the hereafter. Don't worry about tomorrow. We don't want nobody to preach a funeral to disturb us. In a lot of the bigger cities, and it's creeping our way. Now they don't have funerals. They have celebrations. Celebrate a drug addict. Celebrate somebody going to hell. Celebrate it. A lady told my wife about going to some kind of ritual where someone died. Everyone in there stoned out of their mind. Drug addicts galore, every kind of mess you can imagine. Don't tell me nothing about this eternity. 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 Believe in this. Amen, preacher. Amen. Believe in God. God believes in eternity. Believe in Jesus. Believe this Bible. Believe what he said. What it takes to go to heaven. Believe what he said takes to shun this place called hell. One lady told me about a dear person that died screaming about her feet being on fire. And she was talking to me about it. And I said, the sad thing is people do still go to hell. Nobody goes to hell now, preacher. Regardless of how they die, they'll resurrect somebody to come and preach them into the glory world. It matters not what the preacher said. If your heart's not right with Jesus when you die, it isn't measured by how great a sinner that you are. Amen. It isn't measured by the perverts. Amen. And the pedophiles and the murderers. It's measured by the Christ rejectors. It's measured by them that missed and spurned and wasted their opportunities. Throw their privileges aside. Amen. Amen. Remember this, the certainties of eternity. Remember this. There is but one step between me and death. One step. One heartbeat. One blink of an eye. Right here. Gone. Picked it up. And the preacher's boy was in eternity. One of the greatest men I know of. Round the curve, out of control, over the hill, eternity. Where? Which one? One or the other. Amen. You believe in what I'm preaching? Instantly. Instantly. Imagine. I'll be through here shortly. Imagine. Sometimes my mind, maybe it's too vivid, but I've read and heard the stories where that they drowned, maybe in the river or in the lake. Imagine gasping and struggling and fighting in liquid water and waking up in liquid fire. And I've read and I've heard in the automobiles, driving down roads, families, and people, and children. Preacher, how old do you have to be? What is the age of accountability? The age of accountability is what you're accountable for. Amen, preacher. And driving down the road, maybe in a sunshiny day or whatever day, and the next thing you know, in an automobile accident, and in burning inferno, and they go from that to hell. The other side. Imagine being here. And the next thing you know, you're shaking hands with Jesus. The next step you take
could be on streets of pure gold. The next meal you take could be the marriage supper. And the next hand you shake could be the hand of the Savior. And the next thing you feel, He could be blessing your soul. There's just but a step. My simple message tonight is be ready. The certainties of eternity. Amen. Eternal life. Eternal darkness. The Bible said man goeth to his long home. Job said, before I go, whence I shall not return. Amen. Ain't never seen him again. Never seen him again. Amen. Infinite duration. Endless. Immeasurable time. Just on the other side. Amen. The certainties of eternity. I preach funerals from all different ages. And it's always stirred me. Father, where they're at, where are they really at, while we're here weeping and crying over their remains. Where are they really at? Amen. They sung that old song. I wish I had the words to it. It said, heaven's real, and so is hell. And before you die, I thought you ought to know the facts about eternity, the truth about your soul. Tonight, while they come and get us a song, heaven's a real place. You've been tempted. I've been tempted. There have been things in this life that has tempted us and caused us to struggle. The certainties of it is, I never know. I never know. My papa on my mama's side, he is about probably 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2", tall, had a head full of snow white hair. Papa Bob, he told my mama they went to town as a little, they called it, but Tommy probably knows right where it was at, Winsburg. If you come down the main street, if you come from the upper end of town, just as you cross the railroad tracks on the left, there was a, they called it the Friendship Center. My family was never very well off, and they shopped there a lot. It was kind of like a Goodwill and a cheap store. And Mama wanted to go in there. Papa said, I'll wait in the car. And he parked on the, when you come over the tracks, best I could figure, just pulled over to the side of the road, parked there. Sitting there in the car waiting on his wife of I don't know how many years. From that spot, he went into eternity, just sitting waiting in the car. One man told me about his papa. He said, I'll take him to church and take him home. And he said, that night, said papa, got blessed and testified three times. And he said, things come up and he couldn't speak to him before he left, and someone else, I guess, carried him home. He said he went, him and his wife, and that night laid down in the bed. He said, honey, what time is it? And died. Woke up in a place where time don't matter no more. The certainties. Hear me, church. I'm preaching to you from my heart. A lot of things get us disturbed. Things we don't agree with. Things we can't help. They ain't nothing. They ain't nothing worth losing your soul over. It'll be all right. I said, it'll be all right. Can you say amen? What's a, what we do? Sometimes my schedules get so hectic and it just, I went to the hospital when I was having so much problems and that lady said, what do you do for a living? I said, I work for myself and pastor a church. She just laughed. She said, you need a place, you need a job, it ain't so stressful. But we're just here for a little while. But we're gone for a long, long, long time. What'd you say, Brother Tommy? He was 9 years old. Lost his daddy. Little 9-year-old boy. And daddy's gone for a long, long time. Long, long time. I can guarantee you this while we get ready to close. Once they're gone, you'll think more of them, more often of them, probably than you do while they're here. But they're gone. And never. If they go to hell and you go to hell, there ain't going to be no reunion in hell. Because they don't want you to come there. You won't love them when you get there. But if they go to the glory world, they're praying for you. Seemed like I kind of felt him touch me. And they're wanting you to make it. Mamas, daddies, they went on to the glory world. They prayed a lot of prayers for their children. They wanted them to be saved and make it. And they never lived to see it all the way through to the end. But heaven speaks about, the Bible speaks about in heaven, golden vials full of the odors of the prayers of the saints. And the Bible speaks about so great cloud of witnesses. Compassed about with such a cloud of witnesses. Eternity's for real. I know there's a lot of things in this old world as you go through it. They talked this morning, Brother Jeff did, about how that the schools would try to put the pressure on you. And you see, that's what the devil likes to do. The right now. But weigh it out against eternity. And Paul said, I reckon. That word is a mathematic term. I reckon, I've added it up. It's reckoning. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, they're not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. Stand with us tonight if you would. We're going into revival. I wonder how many people will go into eternity while we go into revival. I'm not trying to be mean. Please don't misunderstand me. I wonder how many children will go into eternity. It's one of the, you know, you saw her. Little Cara Lee, one of the most heart-touching things you ever saw. Did you ever hear Brother Gary tell about when they were there and she passed on? And she'd suffered for hours just severely and struggled. I want to tell you something. You listen to me. I'll be done here just a minute. We'll pray. They say that the hearing's the last thing that leaves. Sometimes I feel like they hang on. My dad laid there for days. He'll die in the next shift. You just barely could feel a faint pulse. My sister finally got free and drove from Newport, walked in that hospital, in that nursing home room. That's his oldest child. knelt over him and said, I'm here, Daddy. I'm here. In a matter of seconds, he'd gone. Almost if he was waiting to hear from her. Brother Gary said his brother and him stood there holding her. He said, finally, Daddy said to that little baby, 9, 10 years old, go on, Kara. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Said in a minute, that breath just slowly left her body and a big smile come across her face. What did it feel like, little Kara, to land in the arms of Jesus Christ? Eternity. It's for real. It's for real. It's bittersweet, I know. It's sad. But we can go there after a while. What a reunion we'll have when we get there. Have you made up your mind good and for sure while you come in these altars and they play and sing? It's for real. This ain't just a game or a... This ain't just a click. This ain't just a right thing we do. I long to be. We're doing it for a reason.
There'll be no
we ain't just preaching and straining our bodies and trying to whip you into shape or make again. You live a certain way.
The it's for real. Hills will echo
it's for
with
real.
The story as we
the
sing of his praise and
the
glory.
Eternity.
Where the saints of God will be, that sounds like home to me.
Oh God,
somewhere just across the Jordan River, there's a place of everlasting joy and peace.
Oh, there's a place. A place.
Where the tree of life is blooming.
He said about Judas has went to his
forever.
Own place.
And a crown of life is waiting there for me.
Judas, you didn't have to go to your place.
That sounds like
Jesus
home to me.
Would have made you a place.
Right where I long to be.
I don't want to go to my place.
There'll be no tears.
I want to go to his place.
Ever feel our eyes again.
God bless our good sisters.
The hills will echo with the story as we sing of his praise and glory where the saints of God will be. That sounds like home to me. They say there are mansions.
Build your hopes on things
that
eternal.
City. A crystal
hold
river
to God's unchanging hand.
Flowing by the tree of life.
Your journey will be completed after a while.
No pain, no disappointments there can
a lot of
hurt
things
us.
That really matters right now won't matter then.
Lord Jesus Christ himself will be the light. That sounds like home to me. Right where I long to be. There'll be no tears to ever feel our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of his praise and glory. For the saints of God will be that sound. Like home to me. Somewhere just across the Jordan River, There's a place of everlasting joy and peace, where the tree of life is blooming there forever, and a crown of life is waiting there for me. That sounds like home to me, right where I long to be. There'll be no tears to ever fill our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of His praise and glory, where the saints of God will be. That sounds like home to me. They say there are mansions inside that city, a crystal river flowing by the tree of life. No pain, no disappointments there to hurt us. And Jesus Christ Himself will be the light. That sounds like home to me, right where I long to be. There'll be no tears to ever fill our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of His praise and glory, where the saints of God will.
A land of no more cancers, no more sugar diabetes, no more blood pressure problems, no more EMS. Amen. I want to go there. Amen. Amen. Old Brother Bobby Roper, he's Brother Bobby Roper. Traveled and preached and probably helped a lot of people get the glory world. Look like he'll go there now with, he don't have no legs. I think he might have even took a finger off, I'm not sure. In heaven, he'll all be made whole. He'll have a new body, have a new life. Amen. Brother Leon Buzzard left here, he had a foot missing and an eye missing from sugar. Sickness just really took a toll on him. In heaven, he'll be made whole. I want to go there. Anybody got anything you want to say? We're going to dismiss and we'll be gone for just a couple of days and come back, have revival. Amen. Because I want to go to heaven. And this is the best thing close to heaven I can get to. Amen. Amen. I told my wife, I got to looking at the calendar. I said, you know, I just really got to looking at it. Ain't but just a couple of weeks in between this meeting with Brother Isaac and that meeting with Brother Brock. But the meeting with Brother Isaac, we're just really picking up one extra night. And Sister Laura, I seen her on her flyer. It said when Brother Brock was starting, but it didn't tell you when he was going to be done. Amen. But we won't wear your plumb out. We won't go past what the Lord wants us to do. But let's just let the Lord help us while you say. Anybody got anything you'd like to say tonight? Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. anything else. All right, stand with us if you will. Let me say I appreciate the help that we had today with the dinner and the work and all that. It's good, wasn't it? Good, amen. Time I got done eating, I had more to go to heaven for. I had yesterday, I can tell you that. Amen. But we appreciate all of it, just all that, all that's been done. And I know we'll just, I know you all just take Brother Isaac and his family in. He's got a, and Sister Pam, she wanted to know their ages. Now you gotta be easy with us guys. All she asked me, Sister Nita, was find out how old his children are. So I did. 10 and 5 and 3 months. Job done. Honey, this is what how old they are. This is what they drink. Are they boys or girls? You didn't ask that? I don't know. They're just Isaacs is all I know. I know you'll take them in. You always do. Amen. I like evangelists and pastors when they come by here and preach. And so far, I've not had a one that's ever left and said, man, I don't want to go back there. And that says a lot for the church, and I appreciate that. Let's thank the Lord for his kindness. Father,